둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Wow, nice Ren and Stimpy you got there.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. That way you get three new interviews sent your way every single week, just like this one. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can grab a Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and a review while you're at it. We've had some fantastic guests on lately. Keith Powers and John Luis Castellanos were just here to talk about the movie Uglies. John Early, the comedian John Early. Father John Misty. Sugar Ray Rayford. He is the Grammy-nominated blues artist. Kiana Simone. She stars in The Supremes at Earl's All You Can Eat. Akon dropped by to discuss the 20th anniversary of his debut album, Trouble. We also talked with Michelle Ndegiocello, Jojo Garza from The Los Lonely Boys, Edie Brickell, the cast of Bad Monkey on Apple TV+, Rob Halford of Judas Priest. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with David Yao of the Jesus Lizard. They are back with an album called Rack. It is their first album in 26 years. We're going to hear about the path to making new music, as well as some of the stories behind really some of the most fun and brutal lyrics of tracks like Lord Godiva and Hide and Seek. David's also going to tell us how he came to look at some of their older material differently after performing the reunion shows. I'm also going to ask about some of his films that he's been in lately. A Desert, which ended up being a Tribeca darling. And the movie he made with the band Off called Free LSD. It's got a bonkers cast, including Jack Black and Dana Gold. All that and more as we talk Rack. It's Kyle Meredith with David Yao of the Jesus Lizard.
Hi, Kyle. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you as well. It's so exciting. There's a bunch of stuff I want to talk to you about. Some of your acting a little bit later on. And of course, the first new album from the Jesus Lizard in 26 years. But I'd be remiss if I didn't start by saying that this right here has been my savior for so many times when I'm feeling a little bit off. I reach over and laugh every single time. I mean this too. I'm not pandering to you right now. I have used this so many times just to lift my mood. And so before we get started, I just want to say thank you for making this incredible little book.
Thank you, Carl. Are you a cat fan?
Not necessarily. I'm not against cats. You know, I don't have one myself, but I sure do enjoy a really good pun. And Catty Corner, I think, is, I've always said, is my favorite on here, just because it's so small in the background.
So small. I think my favorite is Stray Cat, where there is no cat at all. And I think that I didn't notice when I took that photograph that there was a feather there.
I have to go back and look at, look at that. I pretty much just, I've got a couple books. I've got a Patti Smith, her day book. It's a book of days where it's a calendar ever. And it's just both of those books I kind of, you know, go back and forth on and just do the random open and kind of, and take what's there, what's given to you the day. But anyway, I don't know how much this book means to you in your career and life, but it sure has meant a lot to me. So, you know, there.
Thanks. No, I'm very proud of it. And some people like to open it and cover the left side so they don't see the name of the pun and try and guess what it is. Like, oh, that must be Catamaran.
A nice game. I'll have to remember that. Well, the biggest news at hand, of course, as I mentioned, Jesus Lizard back with a brand new album, Rack. And, you know, it's weird to call it the comeback record, of course, because you all have been touring over a decade now, you know, in this new chapter. But you finally got your asses in gear and wrote some new songs. If you don't mind me just throwing out the basic question here, what put this record in motion finally?
That's hard to answer. I'm not really 100% sure, because as I remember it, David, Dwayne, and Mac, the other 75% of the band, had sort of been messing around with some ideas without telling me. And they claimed that they hadn't, but they had. And I think we were in a hotel on one of the reenactment tours or something, and Dwayne played a couple riffs and stuff from some of the new ideas. And I said, hey, that sounds great. What are we going to do with it? And he said, well, you think we should make a record? And I went, well, it's going to take a lot of work, but sure, we can do that. And next thing you know.
There it is. Was there anything that was like keeping you from taking charge, making a record before this? Was there any reason?
We broke up, you know? So it's kind of like, can I say dirty words on
the computer? Yeah, as many as you want.
Fuck, 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 fuck. It's kind of like, you know, going back and fucking an old girlfriend or something like that. What are you doing? You guys broke up, you know, leave it alone. And so after we were done, I just didn't see any need or have any desire to make anything new with them. I thought we'd, you know, said and done all we had to say and do. But I guess I was wrong, and I'm glad we did. I mean, I love those guys, and it's great. It's great to be around them. It's fun to create shit with them. I'm a lucky fella.
And now you've fucked your ex-girlfriend, and turns out it seems like it was okay.
Hey, my wife said, "Hey." Well, you're the one, you come and watch.
This went in places I was hoping it would go. What am I kidding right here? So you start then, and here it is. This is a new chapter. You're right. You've closed the book at one point in your life, and now you all are back, and you're making it. And maybe it's just natural. So I hope I'm not, you know, like going for threads that don't exist here. Maybe I am. That's okay. But at what point then do you make decisions? Do you lean into the past? Do you try to do something? I mean, because there are new versions of the Jesus Lizard here. There are versions that feel familiar, you know, and it's all there. Like, how much intelligent thought goes into that?
Well, honestly, I mean, at no point were we sort of looking back, like we need to sound like this or we need to whatever. I mean, we never had that back in the old days, you know, when we were making Goat, we didn't think, well, we need to sound like we did on Head. And when we're making Liar, we didn't think, well, we got to sound more like. So I think it's all been very forward thinking. It's been so long that our makeup has changed and stuff. And so, but we're still the same guys. So it's going to sound like the Jesus Lizard no matter what we do. You know, even if we tried to be weird, which we would never do.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with David Yao of the Jesus Lizard. You always sounded outside of a lot of what was going on. But because of the landscape of whatever rock is these days, and there's some great post-punk stuff going on, especially, over in the UK and Ireland, but now you don't sound like anyone. You don't sound like anything that's happening. And on top of that, as my note says here, on which is not a question, you just sound so fucking good. Like, it sounds so fresh suddenly, what you all do. And I know that's not a question, but it just is.
Thank you very much.
And I would love to hear about some of these songs, of course. Like Hide and Seek.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell if she's a villain. Her wicked, heinous prowess blew my ever-loving mind. Like, in one sentence, this person is so many different things. What's the story there?
That was inspired by a handful of things. The part, like, where she dragged me it's such a long way that, it sort of sanded off my legs and feet. That was taken, that concept was taken directly from Lars von Trier's The House That Jack Built, where Jack killed a woman and then he tied her to the back bumper of the car and drove home. And by the time he got home, she was like half sanded off. And that was the idea there. The witch, I'm not really certain exactly where the witch came from. I think I was listening to a lot of Lassa del Sol. I don't know if you're familiar with her from, she's a Canadian artist who's sadly dead now, but she did a record called The Living Road that I think might be one of the best record ever made. And some of the imagery in some of her songs, she sings in English, French, and Spanish, but in some of the songs, they just sort of kind of conjured this witch to me. Like, there was a part where she's talking about if she could stand up to angels and men, that just made me think of a witch. And other parts, I just sort of wang it. There's an old Mexican folklore about a woman whose name is, I can't recall, but she killed her own daughter. And that's sort of based on that. And it's just an amalgamation of a bunch of crap that I like.
And you go way further in there. I mean, even when we get down to Lord Godiva, I mean, that's a brutal song lyrically. That is a brutal lyrical tale that you're telling.
It is brutal thing, but I think it's really funny too. I mean, I've given golden showers to folks who've been dead for hours. I'm really proud of that. But that's old. That song is 27 years old. We wrote that before we broke up, but never recorded it.
Wow. You just had it in the back, I mean, demoed or anything?
We had demoed it, yeah. Demoed it before, like after Mac left, and we had that other guy playing drums.
What about it spoke to you now? Like, that's a long time to hold on to a song, because you've done other musical things. Like, you probably could have grabbed that at any point for something.
I guess because we liked it, and it had never been properly recorded, or it had never been released. Yeah, I just thought it would be a good idea to include it. And I like that. I wish there was horns on it. I think there should be trumpets on it. On the ba 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 ba.
See, that would have caught everybody a little bit off guard. And that would have been, and it's the record with horns.
We have a song, well, I guess we still have it, called The Associate from Down. And when we did the Lollapalooza in 1995, after a few shows, we had the horn section from the Mighty Mighty Bosstones join us for that song. And that was really cool, having horns on The Associate, which is kind of a swing, sort of, a little bit James Bondish.
I wonder if any videos are, I wonder if I could find that online. That'd be fun to...
Well, maybe. Yeah,
that'd be fun to watch. I mean, there's plenty of the Lala stuff out there. Yeah, when I listen to that, Lord Godiva, and even what you were talking about with Hide and Seek a minute ago, and taking some of that, from film, that's really interesting, and I wonder why more artists don't do that. Especially, you get, like yourself, you're a musician and an actor. And I'm surprised how often people who do multiple medias like that don't use the crossover opportunity. Like, to lyrically be inspired by movies or even your own characters. Have you ever done that? Have you ever taken it to that point where something that a role that you've played, you went, oh, I can work that into a song?
Not that I recall. Once I started doing more acting, and then we did some of those reenactment shows, I did sort of kind of look at the songs in a new way, like particularly songs like Bloody Mary and Monkey Trick and stuff, where I tried to imagine what an actor, somebody else would, why they would do that song the way that I did the song. I don't know if it made any difference, like if it was all in my head or if someone who was witnessing it would be able to tell. I don't think so, but it's fun for me to mess with.
There's got to be something that seeps out. I mean, actors talk a lot about creating backstories. That backstory might never ever be mentioned in, on screen. But there's something about what you're projecting that would at least there's some, like, I don't know, I'd like to believe that anyway, at the
No,
very least.
that's cool. I mean, there's the school of thought that you need to, that when you're going to do a role, you need to make up a backstory. I don't think it's necessary. No, if you think about, like, well, I had a father who raped me when I was 13, and this happened and that happened and that happened. You're not, that's, there's not going to be any telltale signs from your, that make the viewer think, seems like he must have been raped by his dad when he was 13. I mean, it can help.
Like even in the eyes, I don't know. Like I said, I like that's fun to think about, and sorry to use a word like it feels magical in a way. Your favorite movies and favorite songs, like they're magical, they can be, and hearing how far an artist takes it to me, yeah, that feels a little like part of the magic.
It's interesting that you choose the word magic, because sort of the reason I think that I want to continue acting is because when it's good, like when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing as well as you can, and the other person or people that you're acting with are just kicking ass, it's really like magic, because you're not you and they aren't them, and you're not where you seem to be, and it's just it, there's nothing like it. It's so personal and so magical that when the director calls cut, it's like, man, what the fuck, man? That was just insane. And it's really a cool feeling.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with David Yao of the Jesus Lizard. Yeah, you've got I was looking at stuff because you've got a lot A Place Apart online that still says filming. Is that something?
Oh, that, yeah, that's like a $2,000 budget thing that will probably never see the light of day.
One of those right there. And then but A Desert, on the other hand, like that's Tribeca. Like that looks like it's getting some steam right here.
We were just at the director's birthday party a couple of nights ago, and that was a great project. It was really fun to work on. Probably the second most fun I ever had making a movie. And the character, I got to play a private detective, and I think it's sort of kind of the biggest role I've ever had. And it was a blast. Everybody on it, everybody, the cast and crew were spectacular. That was great. If you get a chance to see A Desert, do it.
Oh, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I mean, what? I don't think there's a official trailer, maybe, or I haven't found it. But
I don't think there is yet either.
yeah, but just reading about it and sort of the surreal quality, I think that I'm expecting from it. Somebody mentioned Lost Highway, from old Twin Peaks guy. What's his name?
David Lynch.
Thank you. I had the wrong David in my head. That was a problem. But yeah.
It's really slow pace. It's really slow pace. Like Paris, Texas is kind of that, just like really slow. And it's cool. It's effective.
I mean, if you can, if the director and the actors, I mean the whole crew, I know, to succeed in a movie is just so, the odds are so much against you. And when, for every movie ever made, and if you can hit that tone and that mood, you're right, and it just clicks, especially those type of movies that we're talking about here. Like you can't beat that because there's nothing else like that. You
No,
know, it's,
you're right.
you
For
know, that's
sure.
so
It's a
rare.
miracle that any movie can be made.
That's the line. That's and it's true. That's it is. It's incredible. I didn't, you know, I came up in the music world too, and my son, who's only 16, he's been doing some acting lately, and he's been on short film sets, and just for me to experience that, even short films, we're talking 12-minute films that are still miracles that they're finished at all. You know, it's just, it's incredible to watch.
Yeah, there's no other art form quite like it where so many people have to do their jobs right in order to make the thing happen. And there's no other art form I know of where there's as many people involved in the collaboration.
Very different from the album making process.
Yeah.
What's the other one I saw? Because I wanted to bring that up too. Free LSD, because you're working with Off again. There's a lot of people in that, actually.
Yeah, Dana Gould and Jack Black and
Yeah.
a
What was
lot
the
of
story there?
Dimitri, who plays guitar and Off. I guess I'd done a couple of videos with the band, and he several years ago he told me about this movie he was working on called Free LSD, and he wanted me to play the boner doctor. And I immediately was going, sure, you know, you bet. We'll just get right on that. And I expected nothing. And I expected nothing even when the schedule for shooting came out. And then when we started shooting, I was going, man, this is going to be a real movie. And it's well done. It's well directed. It looks great. It sounds great. And it's sort of coming out in a couple of weeks. We're doing some screenings here in LA. And I'm really eager to see what happens with it because, it's sort of like the monkey's head, but with Off instead of the monkeys.
Yeah, it looks like a trip. I mean, it
Yeah.
looks like a very fun trip. I mean that in a good way, but it looks like a trip. You know, that's I can't wait to get on that. In the meantime, though, seriously, this record rack, I put it in my headphones and it just takes over everything. It was so unexpected, and I think everyone, you know, can say that, considering that you all, apart for some reunion shows, did not seem like there was an album coming. So to not only get it. I say this a lot. When you like a band or an artist, even if it's just been a couple years, but whatever, and you hear they're going to do something new, someone you really like that excitement and fear that you have at once, like, oh, good, there's new music. Oh, God, what if it's not good? You know, and to be so relieved when it is, you know, that just, it is, it means everything for something like this. So only the compliments for what you guys are doing. I don't know if this is, well, there it is, or if this starts something new, but I sure do love what's happening.
Thanks a ton, Kyle.
My thanks to David. Rack is out now. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already before you leave here so you can get three interviews just like this one sent your way every single week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions. Or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. After that, head over to WFPK.org, write to a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Victoria Williams, Mike Watt, Tim Heidecker, Jim Croce, Black Oak, Arkansas, Bjork, Cocteau Twins, Sonic Youth, Joni Mitchell, Cat Power, Florence and the Machine, and my interview with the 80s pop legend Debbie Gibson. Just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
If somebody wrote Pearl Jam up there, you'll want to take care of that.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.